Well, hello, and welcome to Local Matters. My guest today is Jeff Slagle, the Vice President of Operations and Facilities at the Tennessee College of Applied Technology in Livingston. And Jeff, that's a new title. You have served with distinction in Putnam County Schools for so many years, most recently as Director or Supervisor of CTE, of Career Planning and Career and Technical Education. I'm excited to hear about this new role, but we're delighted to have you on the program.
Well, thank you, Dr. Bell. I'm glad to be here. I did move into a new role in July of this year. Really just a kind of a step up into post-secondary, doing a lot of the same stuff that I'd done before in Putnam County as a supervisor of career and technical education. But, you know, I'm really excited about this new opportunity. I'm thankful for Corby King and Tim Martin with Putnam County Schools and the opportunity that they gave me, you know, all those years to work with K-12 and to help students with career planning and skills training and getting them ready for post-secondary and for workforce. And this is kind of just an extension of that. And, you know, I got a chance to move on to Dr. Myra West's team in July of this year, and it's an outstanding team. And we're doing a lot of great things up there. And it's been a new side of it, you know, post-secondary. I'd worked a lot with dual enrollment,
yep,
but not so much on the post-secondary side. So I'm learning a lot of new and exciting things about, you know, what we can do, what TCAT Livingston can do to be the workforce technical skill provider in the Upper Cumberland.
Well, TCAT's got a great reputation here in the Upper Cumberland, and you're certainly not limited to the Livingston market. It's amazing how much you touch Putnam County in terms of so many different operations. Really, you're over this whole region, and you and Myra have served well on the Highlands Workforce Development Committee. You've just done a lot of things, and we're going to talk about some of that. So tell us sort of officially about your new job description. What do you do in this new role?
Okay, so in my role as the Vice President of Operations and Facilities, pretty much anything that has to do with the day-to-day operations, I work with our team with high school dual enrollment, and now instead of just having Putnam County, we've got over six counties, and we have 1,345 students who are in dual enrollment programs.
Wow.
In six counties.
Wow.
We have over 350 adult students between three campuses in programs of study in the Upper Cumberland. So TCAT has experienced a tremendous amount of growth in the last 6-7 years. TCAT Livingston has been in existence for over 55 years. So there's a rich history in the Upper Cumberland of providing technical skill training in for workforce development.
And Myra West has been part of that experience for many years. Ralph Robbins before her, and Myra and Ralph worked closely together. So there's just a long heritage of serving people in the Upper Cumberland. Now, you talked about dual enrollment, and there may still be some folks who don't understand dual enrollment. So talk about it from the TCAT's perspective. These are high school students who are taking courses with you, right?
Correct. So we have six counties that we are in dual enrollment partnerships with, and that would be Clay, Jackson, Overton, Pickett, Putnam, and White. So we have teachers on site at Jackson, at Putnam, and at White County. And they're TCAT teachers who teach TCAT programs, but they're for high school students. And then we bus students from Jackson, Clay, Pickett, and Overton to our main campus. So, and like I said, we have 1,346 students in grades 9 through 12 who are actually getting seat hours. They get high school credit, but they also get, through TCAT Livingston, college seat hours in those programs of study. So for instance, if that student attends and they take, say they take three classes in automotive technology. At Putnam County, we have an automotive technology program, and at White County, we have an automotive technology program. So they were to take three classes in their high school career. When they move on, if they choose to come to TCAT Livingston, all those seat hours will matriculate to adult programs on our campus. And it's not just automotive technology. We've got programs of study that are dual enrollment programs of study for automotive technology, robotics and automation, mechatronics, cosmetology, health science, nursing services, information technology, building construction technology, welding technology, HVAC, and transportation distribution and logistics. So we've got a really vast, diverse portfolio that we offer those high school students who are dually enrolled with us. You know, we've got over 30 instructors in those six counties and on our main campus that work with high school students in dual enrollment programs.
And that's pretty amazing. You're right. It's a very diverse set of offerings. And those students, I know Myra and I used to have a lot of conversations, and she'd say, and my students get jobs right then. Many of them are, boy, they are employable the day they get through a credential or a certificate.
Our placement rate for the entire campus is, you're right, Dr. Bell. I mean, those students, I mean, we've got almost a 90, it's over 90% placement rate. So yeah. We know that those students, there's a job for them, and if they take the initiative and they complete, and we know that we're going to be able to find them a job. And it's to a point now with unemployment. You know, unemployment in the Upper Cumberland, I heard this morning on the way to work, it's at 3.1%. So my industrial maintenance instructor, James Cantrell, we're placing students in co-ops in that third and fourth trimester because workforce needs our graduates. So
yeah,
we know that there's a, you know, not only are we waiting until they finish, we're doing co-op hours prior to their completion.
Going ahead and getting them started and getting that foot in the door.
Oh, yeah.
With them. That's great. Well, we want to talk about some of those programs in particular and maybe talk about what a student could look forward to doing in some of these. In this first session, let's just talk about nursing and health sciences a little bit. Again, students can find jobs in those fields.
Absolutely. So in high school, we're primarily working with, it's a health science nursing services program that is preparing those students for their certified nursing assistant. We do clinical hours with them. We do skills practice with them. And then at the end, whether they're in a semester program or whether they're in a year-long program like in Putnam County, at the end of that program, we get them the opportunity to test for that certified nursing assistant. And so once they receive that industry certification, they are employable at that time. So what we see a lot of times with those high school students when they finish and they get that CNA and they move into that role, they come back to us and they want to go into that licensed practical nursing or into the patient care program. So we offer two LPN programs, licensed practical nursing programs, on campus at TCAT Livingston. We have one at the CHECK at Coopville Higher Education campus. We have an LPN program, and we also have a patient care technology program. So, you know, we've got a pipeline or a pathway. If students start with us in high school, most of them move, and they want those stackable credentials and those bankable hours so that they can continue in that program because it's a pathway. You know, certified nursing assistants, they make a very good wage, but a licensed practical nurse obviously is going to make an even better wage. So once they get into it and they really like that program of study, they a lot of times they come back to us and they finish. And then we've even got students that go on and stay with it, and they go to Tennessee Tech or to go to Vol State's 2+2 program.
Absolutely.
And get their RN, registered nurse.
Yeah, we talked a lot in the Highlands Workforce Development Program about off-ramps and on-ramps and stackable things. So these folks are starting on a career path, and they may well work a few years, then come back and get another credential, and then decide, and boy, right now a CNA can, there's jobs available anywhere, and they can move from that and decide, boy, I'm capable of being a supervisor or moving up in this field, and they may come back to Vol State or to Tech or somewhere else and get other credentials.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a great field. Well, we want to talk a little bit more about some of the building trades and the HVAC programs, and then you've got a whole new exciting set of opportunities coming up in transportation and distribution and logistics, and we want to spend time on that too. So we're going to take a very quick break, and then we will come back and talk more with Jeff Slagle, the Vice President of Operations and Facilities at the Tennessee College of Applied Technology, what we've been calling the TCAT, in Livingston, but it serves six counties here in the Upper Cumberland region. Jeff will be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking to Jeff Slagle, the Vice President for Operations and Facilities at the Tennessee College of Applied Technology, what we've been calling TCAT, in Livingston. And Jeff, you've got a lot of great programs, but one that you're really focusing on now, you've got some great new facilities, is transportation, distribution, warehousing, and logistics. So let's talk about that program some. I know you're excited about it.
Yes, Dr. Bell, we're really excited about that program. We just got our certificate of occupancy on our new building, and it will house transportation, distribution, warehousing, and logistics, and also we'll move our automotive technology program over there. So we actually have a three-bay warehouse. We have three warehouse doors. We have a locking mechanism. We have a classroom space, and we've actually already got students enrolled in that program. We'll have four students enrolled as of January 1st. And so those students are learning skills and theory and knowledge that they'll need to go into jobs like inventory and order fulfillment associates, supply chain and logistics specialist. They can also get a diploma if they complete 1,296 hours in transportation, distribution, warehousing, and logistics, and they can be a specialist. So they're going to learn skills in taking procurement at all levels. So they're going to be getting trained on forklift. We're going to have three different types of forklifts. We're also going to have automated systems that will bring freight in, and bring it off the truck. We'll have the computer program where they can do bills of lading. They can do shipping labels. I mean, the student, when they come out of that program, they'll be ready to go into, they could go into Averitt's customer service center. They could go into any of Averitt's warehouses. And we have members on our advisory panel from Averitt, Ficosa, Academy, and several of the large employers in town that deal with, you know, transportation and logistics and the warehousing side. And they'll also be able to get two industry certs, so they can get a certified logistics technician and a certified logistics associate. And that's another stackable credential. And that just shows industry that there's a specific set of competencies and skills that student will know, and they have to, you know, it verifies that we're teaching what we need to be teaching, right? Because they can actually pass the exam and they actually have an industry cert. They'll also have an opportunity to get their safety training, which is similar to OSHA 10. So a lot of the things that those employers are looking for, we're going to already have that in that student. They're already going to have passed that. So they're ready to go to work when they come out of our program.
And the cool thing is you've got industry looking right over your shoulder and standing right beside you helping train these students.
Right. Less than a month ago, we actually had the fall advisory council meeting. So we brought those employers on site. They were able to tour our new building. They were able to give us ideas on the racking. They were able to give us ideas on which tow motors. They gave us the examples of what trailers that they wanted us to have backed up to the dock to bring the tow motors in and out of, so that we know that when we're training them on actual equipment. And, you know, they're going to be using a forklift to put those skids in a rack that they're going to see in those facilities. So it's technical skills training that is applicable to that workforce or that employer. And that's huge.
And it's a local workforce. There are jobs right here in the Upper Cumberland in a lot of companies for folks with these credentials.
And, you know, the great thing about, and you know, because you've served with the Highlands for years, you can't put a price on how important it is to have those employers, as you said, looking over our shoulder and advising us on, hey, you know, I really like what you're doing with worker characteristics here, but can we add something to this course that we really need that's tailored to what we do internally? You know, one of the other exciting new programs is injection molding. We've been working with TTI Floor Care, mm-hmm. which was Oric.
Right.
And we're putting in an injection molding program, and they've been working with our adult instructor for several months, James Cantrell, and we're also in the process of hiring a full-time injection molding instructor, which will be located at the Cookeville Higher Education Campus, and that program will work in conjunction with our industrial maintenance programs that we already have. But you know, they're going to be, TTI Floor Care has had a big say in that curriculum, mm-hmm. and what skills they want to see trained on, and what, you know, we offer certificates, but we also offer diplomas. They've actually donated some dies to us, so that when we get our injection molding machines set up at Cookeville Higher Education, you know, TCAT Livingston is going to be training those students on the actual same equipment that TTI Floor Care uses, and other, you know, there's other partners that we're going to work with. And we want to train those students to be ready for that job. We want them to be ready to go in that manufacturer assembly place and know what they're going to be up against. So it's not... you know, the one thing that we don't want to hear is, hey, you know, we got somebody and we really had to work with them and do a lot of these
things.
They've
already seen the voice of experience a little bit.
Yeah. And so, you know, again, we know that those jobs are there. the placements are there because, you know, when you've got unemployment at 3.1% in Putnam County, everybody that can work is working.
People need the folks that graduate from these programs, no question. Well, if a student is interested right now, how do they contact you? And how do they, for instance, this transportation program is going to be growing over time as you get this new building up and ramped up. Talk about how they get involved with you as a first step.
Okay, so we have a website, tcatlivingston.edu, and they can go on the website, and there's an actual application on there. Or they can call us at 931-823-5525, and they can talk to two of our student success coaches, and that gets us the process started. That'd be Sydney Walker and Morgan Sims, and they can schedule an appointment, and they can come on campus, and, you know, Sydney and Morgan, and then the vice president of student affairs is Teresa Johnson, and they can schedule an appointment with any of those three, and they can take a tour. They can set them down and help them do the application. They can help them do the financial aid application, and it's a really a simple process. And just in a matter of a day or so, you know, we can get them lined out. And like I said, you know, we're going to be enrolling for transportation, distribution, warehousing, logistics in January. We're going to be enrolling for injection molding in January. We'll be enrolling for the practical nursing and patient care technology at Cookeville Higher Education in January. And then we also have openings in our administrative office technology program.
Well, this is Local Matters, and we are going to take another quick break and then be back with Jeff Slagle to talk about some of the other exciting programs at TCAT. Welcome back to Local Matters. We're talking to Jeff Slagle, the Vice President of Operations and Facilities at TCAT Livingston. And Jeff, we've talked about several of the programs that you have available at the TCAT or at CHEC here in the Cookeville Higher Education Center, and especially that new transportation and distribution and logistics and warehousing program you've got. But we want to talk about a few others, too. You mentioned IT or information technology. Talk about what students can do at TCAT in information technology.
Okay, so we offer either a certificate or a diploma in several different areas, but primarily we prepare them to be a computer support specialist or a web support technician, a network support specialist, or cybersecurity specialist. So we're working with students to learn coding, web design, networking. We're hearing a lot from the Highlands Pathways that networking and help desk associates and, you know, somebody that's well-versed in, they can come in and they know how to run cables, they know how to terminate cables, they know how to come in and set up servers, and because we know that those jobs are the jobs that are out there. Now, there's another area that's really rising to the top, and especially in the last couple of years, maybe even 3 to 5 years, cybersecurity. So we also, they have an opportunity. So it's kind of like you come in and we prepare them for that customer support specialist on the entry level stuff that they do with us. And then there's a couple of different paths they can go. They can specialize in doing a lot of web design if they think that that's the path they want to choose. And then after that, they can move into either networking or cybersecurity. And it really just depends on how long they want to spend with us as to what they specialize in. And, you know, we've got counselors and student success coaches that work with them on placements. We also do co-op. You know, we've co-op students with CypherTech. You know, we're placing students with SAIC. We place students with Epion. We've got one guy that's worked for Epion that's now back with us as our IT person, and he also does some instructor stuff with us. So You know, it's important to get those guys. We got our other instructor came to us from banking. He's been in the banking industry. So he's, you know, Jonathan Hooten is that instructor. He's well versed on that side of it. And then Ben Baker is our other IT/instructor, and he came to us from the hospital. And before that, he was with Epion. So those guys have got a really broad, diverse background in IT. And it's really paying off with us, with the students, because those students are getting to bounce ideas. You know, with Jonathan, they can say, hey, what was it like when, you know, what were the things that people tried to get through your firewall with banking? Especially the cybersecurity is really huge with banking and financial institutions.
It certainly is. Yeah, banks have really special needs on cybersecurity. But so do hospitals.
Oh, absolutely.
So do universities with all the student numbers and the sensitive information that's there. So there's a job market there for sure.
Absolutely.
And you made an important point in terms of the students getting to hear the voice of experience from their instructors, but also getting to get out into a company. And sometimes what they start with thinking they're going to go into, they may catch fire on cybersecurity after they understand more about what they could do with it.
And, you know, we have some students that they'll go out and they might get a help desk job in IT, and they may, like, as you mentioned, they may get in that job and they say, oh, well, you know, I'd like to branch out and I'd like to get some additional training. So, you know, we can bring them back and we have, you know, we can entry and exit points aren't a problem for TCAT, because we can bring them in, we can set a program up for them, and, you know, advise them on how many hours to get them to where they need to be trained. We also do special workforce training. We're working with a company in Wascon in Livingston. They had some employees that needed some additional electrical training. So they've came back and they send employees over there, four or five employees over there on Wednesdays after hours. And we set it up. We formed a partnership and we bring one of our mechatronics instructors in, or industrial maintenance instructors in. And they're actually, you know, they're giving them that specialized electronics training. We do forklift training, specialized workforce training in forklift. We're looking to branch out and do some training in HVAC. So, you know, there's a lot of things. If employers are looking for some special industry training, if they'll just contact us, we can get them with the right instructor, and we look at writing a program for them.
You can pretty well turn on a dime and create a program much more quickly than a university can, for instance. And that's one of the beauties of TCAT, is you can be so responsive to what industry needs. Well, you mentioned mechatronics. That's a buzzword that a lot of people don't really understand what training in mechatronics does. So tell us about your mechatronics program.
So a mechatronics student, it would be in dual enrollment, and they could be on our Livingston campus, or they could be at White County or in Putnam County. We offer mechatronics programs at Cookeville High School and at White County High School. And then we bus students from Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Pickett. And they can participate in our industrial maintenance program. But we utilize curriculum that helps those high school students to learn. It's just basically one big pathway. And it's a feeder program for that industrial maintenance program for the adult students. So what they're going to learn is they're going to go into industrial electronics. They're going to go into programmable logic controllers, which PLCs, which program the equipments in any advanced manufacturing facility. They're also going to learn robotics and automation. And they're going to learn, they can get a certificate as a quality assurance technician. They can get a certificate as a manufacturing technician, and then they can go on and do a diploma program, which is approximately a year, and they can come out as a industrial maintenance mechanic. And so our industrial maintenance technician. So that student is going to be, that would be, it would be ideal if a student took a couple of years of that in high school and then moved on and finished at TCAT Livingston. And as I said before, James Cantrell does a fabulous job, and he's our adult instructor on campus at TCAT Livingston. Andy Beachford does a great job at the Cookeville Higher Education campus. And then we're getting ready to bring another instructor on for injection molding. All those guys kind of work in the same area. But and you know, the advisory councils for those programs are so crucial because technology changes so fast. And we want to make sure that we're providing the software, the equipment, and the curriculum that's cutting edge, because if we're not careful in advanced manufacturing, it changes so fast, we don't want to be training students on something that's already obsolete. So we right. rely on those employer partners to give us the advice on what we need to be doing.
And that is such a fast-moving field right now. Job opportunities abound. And the mechatronics program is certainly a great starter for going there. But as we move into Ford bringing the new electric vehicle into manufacturing out in West Tennessee, we're going to see more and more electric vehicles and less gasoline-powered things. And that's going to revolutionize a lot of these shops that are around Tennessee.
You know, that's one of the things in our automotive technology program. We're going to have to look at offering another trimester, which would specialize in electric vehicles. And it could move from, you know, 1 3-month training until 6 months. It could be two trimesters. I talked to the Snap-on rep who is actually going to help with providing equipment, you know, toolboxes and tools for that campus that Ford's going to have. And, you know, and what we hear about is, you know, Ford's looking to add 5,500 to 6,000 jobs. But when you take the total campus and the electric battery supplier and all the sub companies,
suppliers that
you're
are...
talking about, it's unbelievable, because, you know, it's going to be the largest manufacturing campus, I guess, in the world. I don't know.
It's going to be massive.
You're talking about over 20,000 employees on that campus and that extended campus. I mean, it's unbelievable.
And that's been a trend that we've seen. Volkswagen started that when they came into Chattanooga. One of the first things they said to Governor Bredesen was, we're going to have all of our suppliers in arm's reach. So a lot of them are right there on the campus, and others are certainly within an hour's drive. So that's sort of the leading edge now of the way these new automotive manufacturing systems are set up. And it's not just automotive that's doing it. So, boy, there's a lot going on at TCAT. Certainly a lot of opportunities. Tell everybody once again about contact information.
Again, I'm Jeff Slagle. I'm the Vice President over Operations and Facilities at TCAT Livingston. You guys can check us out on our website at tcatlivingston.edu. Also, if someone is interested in enrollment, they can contact us at 931-823-5525 and reach out to our student success coaches, which are Sydney Walker and Morgan Sims, and they will be very happy to work with you on a tour.
Jeff, thank you for being with us, and we'll look forward to talking to you again about some of the new things going on at TCAT. We've been talking to Jeff Slagle, and Jeff, thanks for spending time with us on the show.
Thank you, Dr. Bell. I was glad to be here.